We now come to Neil Haverson's last word. And, as I promised, we are back to the spirit of Christmas.
They say our martyrs will face the truth, but I'm just too long in the tooth. I started to deteriorate.
Cast your mind back 2 years to Christmas 2020. The pandemic was in full flow and festive restrictions had been imposed. Families were scaling down their plans. Those who usually staged large annual gatherings found they were to be confined to bubble barracks. There were those who breathed a sigh of relief. While it was going to be hard not to have all the family together, in a stroke, a large chunk of seasonal stress and cost went out of the window. The Shady Pines Christmas was a cosy one with just our daughter, who was in our bubble, sitting down to dinner. For the first time in living memory, we didn't have a tree. I know others who relished the opportunity to pull up the drawbridge, don the baggy jeans and sweater, and wallow in the informality of it all. I'm not viewing the annual blowout through Scrooge's spectacles. Of course, we missed our wider family, especially our little granddaughter, who would have brought such magic to the occasion with her unbridled excitement. And it's always a good excuse to stock up with an excessive amount of unhealthy goodies that you can keep dipping into until Easter. But as Yuletide approaches, I find myself reflecting on some of the gremlins that have failed to show the goodwill of the season. There was the year the oven packed up, just as the veg were going in. It meant an urgent call to Mrs. H's sister, 2 miles up the road. She had to quickly fire up her oven. Fortunately, the turkey was happily roasting in a combi microwave. I remember trying to hide presents from 2 hyper children. When they were in bed, I battled to get a small bike through the loft hatch so it wouldn't be discovered by inquisitive young present seekers. And the Christmas Eve, when we were wrapping up large toys on behalf of Santa for our son, when an overexcited daughter who couldn't sleep appeared at the door. I went into overdrive, leaping over an armchair, scooping up the bewildered child and returning her to her bed with, "Santa won't come if you don't go to sleep." In the morning, she didn't mention the incident, and we don't know to this day whether she realised what was going on. Probably my most embarrassing memory was the pre-children Christmas Eve, when Mrs. H and I popped out to celebrate. I had a few beers, that was fine, but mixing it with a slug of whiskey I had when I got home was the killer. The following day, Christmas lunch was with the in-laws. With somewhat of a hangover, I sat down to eat, but couldn't face the generous plateful. I picked at it while Mrs. H discreetly transferred the odd morsel to her plate to cover my discomfort. When we arrived at my parents' for tea, nobody wanted anything to eat except me. I had recovered and tucked into turkey sandwiches and sausage rolls while everybody looked on in astonishment. So what about this year? Will it be back to a traditional Christmas, or will the cost of living dampen down celebrations? Everybody moans about how early Christmas appears in the shops. I'm sure it was even earlier than usual this year. I spotted Christmas cards in one store in August. Maybe they were trying to get us part with our money while we still had some. Whatever, I'm looking forward to the big day. Good food and a couple of beers. And no whiskey. But one thing I will do this Christmas is raise a glass to all Let's Talk listeners. And on behalf of everybody at Shady Pines, may I wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Neil. I wish you a happy and fairly sober holiday.